the way he makes his pitches today. He didn't fall into patterns and, you know, just one pitch. I thought him and Louis got on the same page, and it was a good game plan there. The sweeper was good. The cutter. And then the four seam, even though the velo, you know, was 94, 96, it was good enough to get, you know, by. There's a pretty good lineup there with a lot of left-handed hitters. And, again, I thought sequencing was really good today.
When you look at this run that you guys have gone on to get right back there on the brink of a playoff spot, how much do you credit not just the way the starting staff has pitched in terms of quality, but the quantity, too, the length that they've been giving you as of late?
Yeah, that's one of the biggest reasons we are through, you know, where we at, you know. We've been getting a lot of starts where they're giving us a chance. They're keeping us in game. And even when it's a struggle for them, they're continuing to find ways to keep us in the game. You know, we've seen it from Manaea. We've seen it from Sevy, whether it's Peterson. Q, even when he's not at his best. McGill had an opportunity and gave us a chance. You know, Blackburn. So there's a lot of guys here that, you know, continue to do what they need to do to give us a chance. So we want to continue to need them. We want to continue to rely on them. And it's important to continue to check with them because right now, especially with Sevy and Manaea, where they at inning-wise, we have to make sure that they're bouncing back well.
Tony.
You just touched a little bit on my question, but we've asked you a lot over the course of this year about Severino and kind of being in uncharted territory the last 5-6 years with his innings. Just how pleased are you that we're here in September, the stuff has held up, the effectiveness has held up, all that?
Yeah, proud of him. Excuse me. He continues to work so hard, you know, in between outings. And all the time that he's spending in the training room, in the weight room, I think is helping him put in this position. You know, the past 2 years were hard for him. You know, and you got to give him credit, man. Like every time I see him in the training room, every time I see him in the weight room, it's just the nutrition. There's always something. And yes, there's going to be times where I'm going to have to make some tough decisions. Today was one of them. You know, he was through six, and he was at 82 pitches, and knowing that he's on short regular rest. So there was a decision there for me. But talking to him, he was honest, and he went back out and found a way to finish that inning.
What did he say?
Who? Sevy on that conversation? Yeah, no, he was just. I'm not going to go into details, but it wasn't as with the same conviction, you know. So that doesn't mean he didn't want to go back out there. He's always going to go up. But just moving forward, there's going to be times where I'm going to have to pull the plug here and just rely on the bullpen. Thank you.
Jerry. Oh, I'm sorry. Jerry, we'll go over there.
Carlos, you guys got a season high 10 over 500 today. 3 months ago, you were 10 under, 11 under. I know you got a ways to go and more ground to make up, but what do you think about what's the safe of this team that's been able to go from that extreme to this point in just about 3 months?
Yeah, what a story, right? you know, but proud of the guys. Again, he's been a lot of ups and downs, but we never quit. We never gave up. We always continue to believe. We knew we had a good room. We knew we had a good players. And it was just a matter of time for us to not only prepare and get better at the things that we needed to get better, but actually go out there and execute and get the job done. And, again, players, coaches, support, a lot of people, you know. And, yeah, here we are playing meaningful games in September, but we haven't done anything. So we know where we at, and the mindset continues to be one game at a time, one series at a time, and let the team play out. I think it's just preparation. It's holding each other accountable, but keeping it fun. Today was a fun night. Being back here in our house in front of a really good crowd. So that's what it's all about.
Mike.
Can you talk about Maton and the versatility that you've been able to get out of him in various different positions?
Man, he's been everything we ask him. Honestly, I went in today trying to stay away from him. You know, there was a couple of guys that I went in the game trying to stay away from him. But after he went out there and played catch, because he's been used a lot, and after he played catch, talking to half, I was like, safe situation, knowing that we didn't have Diaz today. Might be the only situation we use him in. The way he's throwing strikes, he uses all of his pitches. He makes, you know, the breaking ball, the cutter. He's executing pitches. And, again, like, just the fact that his ability, after, you know, the way we've been using him, he's been huge for us.